The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Baba Metzi'ah Daf Pedalet. Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avram Ben Esther Ruach Hashem Tenihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Pedalet Amud Yishon, and we are four lines down, starting with the words Ki Havu Mikle'eh Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Ba'adi Adadi. When Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Elazar the son of Rabbi Shimon used to get together, Ba'adi Adadi, they were together. Haba Ayil Bakra Deture Benayu. They were obese. They were fat. So when they would stand next to each other, their stomachs would protrude out, that a hair of bakar cattle would be able to cross underneath their stomachs. But it says not only would the cattle be able to cross beneath their stomachs, the lo avan nagabu, it wouldn't even touch them. Their stomachs were protruding so wide, and there was a space underneath them that the animals were able to cross underneath their stomachs without even touching them. Amra lehu ahu matronita. So a certain lady, a sar, like a sarita, it says, Nukhrit, she was a goya, right, noble woman. So it says, let's look at Ashi first, Benayu on the second line there. Ben Shnehim, it crossed between them, mitahat kiresan, under their stomachs, mitukhshe kiresan gadol, because they had big stomachs. Anyway, she's going to claim to them like this, Benechem enam shilachem, your children are not yours. Because she claimed there's no way you could have kids. You're so obese that there's no way you can. Your children cannot be yours. Now she says, "She'enchem yicholim lizakek l'neshotechem." You cannot be with your wives. So therefore, your children are not yours. Amru la. So they told her, "Shelahen gadol meshelanu." Our wives' stomachs are bigger than ours. Yeah. Kedesam shel neshotenu gadol meshelanu. Now their wives, their stomachs are bigger. So. Called Sheken. So they said back, Ulamoso, meaning both of you have big stomachs, so they have a called Sheken, the children are not yours. Ika de Amri, some say, Haki Amrula, they said, Kike Ish Geburato. That she says, according to the size of the person, that's the strength of his Eved of the Tashmish. And therefore, Kike Ish Geburato, Eved Tashmish. Lashon ha'chash shelahen gadol ta'ava shel isha merubam meshel ish. That the ta'ava of the lady is greater than the man, and therefore they're able to have get pregnant. Ika de amre hachi amrula. Some say ahava docheket et habasar. The love presses the fat, which means that they love each other. So therefore, even though they have fat stomachs, but it presses against each other, and they're able to. Have children. Okay. What are they even answering her for? You don't answer a fool. Okay, when I answer, because they didn't want people to start saying that their children were mamzerim. Because once you're going to start to have rumors that their children are not theirs, that means their wives went with somebody else. And husband shom eshet ish, the kids are mamzerim. So to protect the children, they gave an answer that even though they were fat, now you have to know, even though the Gemara says a pair of bakar was able to cross under them, that's an exaggeration. Of course, the Gemara is just trying to show that they had they were big. Amar of Yohanan, Ivre de Rabbi Yishmael be Rabbi Yosef kehemet bat tesha kabin. Now, what is Ivre? That she says. Anyway, first look at that she first. Ahava duhekat the basar. I'd like to go back for a second. Umitoch sheta'avatam meruba al ta'avotenu. Since they have a bigger ta'ava than we do, the wives, basar shenen mitchaku. So they pushed and then they were able to have the children. Okay. Now what is he explaining over here? Rabbi Yohanan, Ivred Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, who obviously we just said was obese, says it was kehemet batesh shakabin. Hemet is, I guess, calling it a canteen. Batesh shakabin that can hold tesh shakabin. Now, why would the Gemara go to such a detail? So Tosfot says elu devarim nichtevu shalutzi la'az abnei adam shem kach. Because these people are obese, people are going to say how they have their children. So the Vilna wants to go out of his way, like we said, according to the size of the person, he has ability also to procreate. Therefore, they said the Eved of this rabbi was strong, like it had the ability to hold nine kabin. And the Gemara gives another example. Amar Rav Papa Ibred Rav Yohanan Kechemet Bat Hameshet Kabin. Okay, that's the size of a canteen that holds five kabin. Va'amila Bat Shilosha Kabin. Some say three kabin. The Rav Papa Gufer, Rav Papa himself was also obese. Ki dekure de harponae, like the baskets of a place called Harponai, which how much were they able to hold?
Six
kabin. Okay, so that's that. Now you should know that some learned that the eved over here is not actually the organ, but it's part of the forearm. But like I guess the muscle is the thick part of it. Some say it's even different. Evre is melashon havraa. They're eating. How much would they eat in a sitting? So that was the shiurim. Amar Rabbi Hanan, Ana ishtayre meshapirei Yerushalayim. He says, I am from the remnants of the beautiful ones, of the handsome ones from Yerushalayim. Now, even though Rabbi Yohanan did not live, he lived many years after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, he didn't live in Yerushalayim, but he meant he came from a family that was from Yerushalayim, that, and he was handsome, from the last of the remnants of that family that used to live in Yerushalayim. Hayman deba'e mechzeh shufred Rabbi Yohanan. If anybody's interested in getting a view of how beautiful Rabbi Yohanan was, I guess he had a certain glow. So it says, as she says, Shufre Zehirure. He had a certain glow. To'arev v'kirun or panav. His face actually shined. So it says, if you want to get to see what that shine looks like, Naiti kasate chaspat, get a silver cup, mebe salke. Now she says, be salke, that just came out of the fire, meaning it was just made, new cup. V'nimleye, and fill it up with Partside de Rumna, with seeds of a pomegranate, sumka, that are red. Vinehadir le kilila, and put around it de varda sumka. Put like red petals of a rose around the edge of the cup. And then lefume, around the lip. Vinutbe ben shimsha le tula, and put this cup between the sun and the shade. Hahu zaharure, and that glow that comes from the sun shining on this red item, me'en shufred Rabbi Yohanan. That is like the beauty that emanated from the face of Rabbi Yohanan. Ini, Gemara has a contradiction. Va'amar mor shufred Rav Kahana me'en shufred Rabbi Abu. The beauty of Rav Kahana was like the beauty of Rabbi Abu. Shufred Rabbi Abu me'en shufred Yaakov Abinu. And the beauty of Rabbi Abu was like the beauty of Yaakov Abinu. Shufred Yaakov Abinu, me'ain shufred Adam Arishon. Ve'ilu Rabbi Yohanan lo kachashiv le. But Rabbi Yohanan was not listed on the list of people that had this beauty. The Gemara says, Shari Rabbi Yohanan de'adrat panim lo avya. He did not have a beard. Hadrat panim. So therefore, it's a different type of beauty. The shufred that they were talking about in those cases was the beauty, the majestic look of the face with the beard. But since Rabbi Yohanan did not have a beard, so therefore he was not listed on that list. Gemara says, Rabbi Yohanan, Hava Azil V'yativ Asha'aret Tebila. He used to sit in front of the ladies' mikveh. Amar, Ki Salkan Benot Yisrael Metevilat Mitzvah. When the ladies come out of the bet Tevilat from the mikveh, Lifki'u Bi. Let them see me first. Ki Echi Delevu Lehu Bene Shapire Kevati. So they'll have children that are as handsome as me, which means it seems it affects when the lady looks when she comes out of the mikveh, which she looks at, especially first, that has an imprint in her brain that can affect each child. Not only that, Gemidi Uraita Kevati. And also they'll have children that study Torah like myself. Amru Le Rabbanan, Lo Mistafe Mor Me'ana Bisha. You're not worried about the Ayin Hara, that everybody's looking at you, how handsome you are, someone's going to give you the Ayin Hara. Amar Lehu, so he said to them, Ana Mizra'ad Yosef Ka'atena Tela Shilta Be'ayna Bisha. I come from the tribe of Yosef, and I am not affected from the Ayin Hara. Dichtiv ben Purat Yosef ben Purat Ale Ayin. Ve'amar Rababu Ad Tekre Ale Ayin Ela Ole Ayin. Ole Ayin meaning that from the descendants of Yosef they rise above the eye. And the Mefarshim explained because he did not go after his eyes and what he saw with Eshet Potifar, so therefore Borei Olam gave him Midah Kering Midah, that the eyes will not be able to affect him. Rabbi Yosef ben Hanina Amar Me'acha V'yidgu La'rov Bekir Ba'aris, that Yosef's blessing was he should be like the fish. That the water covers the fish, and therefore the ayin cannot affect them. So to Yosef, the ayin cannot affect them. And the Mefarshim explained not the pshat that you can't see the fish in the water, because we can see the fish. If you go to the water, you do see fish swimming under the surface of the water. But it seems the water serves as a interference, and it shields the fish from the ayin hara of the people. Yomahad, one day, Hava kasacher Rabbi Yohanan b'Yardena. Rabbi Yohanan was swimming in the Jordan. Hajar ishtakish, not ishtakish, he wasn't ishtakish at the time, but he saw him, and he thought he was like a woman. Shaval Yardena abatre, and he swam across the Jordan River to go after Rabbi Yohanan. Amar Les, when Yohanan saw the strength of Nishtakish, that he was able to jump or swim from one side of the Jordan to the other, he said, "Helach le'olaita, your strength should go to the Torah," which means you have a lot of strength. If you would study Torah, you'd be able to carry a lot of Torah. Amar Le, shufrach le'neshe, your beauty should be given to the woman. Your beauty is worthy to be on a woman. So Gemara says, "Amar le ihadrat bach." He says, "If you make teshuvah, yahivina lach achoti, I will let you marry my sister, the Shapira minai, that she's even more beautiful than me." Kabil ale, he accepted upon himself mitzvot. Ba'el mehedar, he tried to swim back leatuye mane to get his clothes. Velo matzehadar, but he wasn't able to. He didn't have the strength. Akriye ve'atanye. Veshavya gavra rabba. Nashi. So wait, Akriya v'atanya, he taught him mikra, and he taught him mishnah, gemara. Veshavya gavra rabba, he became a great man. Now, let's go one step at a time before we go further. Let's get the Tosfotim over here. Second Tosfot. Abba Rabbi Yochanan ana ishtarei mishafirei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan achar korban harbe haya, like we said. He was after the korban. Ela kolomar ishtarei mimishpachtam, from the families of Jerusalem. Ufi shizkin Rabbi Yochanan sheya mishunei mishar ben adam bedvarei agad, shizkin gam sheya mishunei biyofi. Since we mentioned already that Rabbi Yochanan was different than everybody else, so we're also now telling other things about Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Yativa Shahre Tevila, I sat by the Mikveh, the Adam Arbabi Pisahim, I manda Pagabi, Tetabi, I done the Sakam Tevila Mitzva, Ahazle Ruach Zenunim. Oh, the problem Gemara says when you see a lady coming out of the Mikveh, he's affected that the spirit comes upon him. That's when he actually touches her. Avad Biharachi, Yoshev Sham Bekeva, and to Pigia. They didn't, I'm sorry. The guy is you bumped into us, so to speak. But he's not bumping, he's sitting there, he's Kabua, it's not like an occurrence. Only when it's an occurrence. In a man, hatam shpogea kesheoleh be'oda aruma min ha'nahar. Right, pogea over there means when you actually see her coming out of the mikveh, out of the water, when she's not dressed yet. Then already it could cause a person to have a bad spirit upon him. But he didn't, he was after that. She saw him. Okay, next one. Ihadat bach, if you retract, I'll let you marry my sister. Mikan amar benutam benutzul amar metchela yadar ve. The Nishtakish mitalei, you have to say Nishtakish must have known Torah. Ela sheparak on Torah v'na'asa ama'aris. He just threw the Torah off his shoulders and he became an ama'aris. V'asak b'listiyot, and he got involved in, thievery and stuff like that. Medikamar ihadart bach, meaning if you retract from your ways, mashma liyot kebetahila, meaning go back to what you were, meaning retract and go back to what you were. V'lo tefruk on Torah me'alecha. Okay, so that's already, you see, Tosfot wants to prove that Ishaki definitely had something before he actually went off. Okay, good. Anyway, we're going to see that he did end up marrying the sister of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Yoma had one day, now why was he able to jump back or swim back once he accepted Torah upon himself? The Chachamim say Torah weakens a person, and therefore the acceptance of Torah, his physical, his animalistic side becomes weakened. Therefore, he did not have the strength to go back. One day in the yeshiva, they had an argument in the Beit Midrash. Hasayi vasakin vapigayon varomach umagal yad umagal katsir. Vasayif is what? A sword. Sakin is a knife. Pigayon? Hunting spear. Romach is a regular spear. Magal yad is a sickle, hand sickle. And magal katsir would be a harvesting sickle. These are all types of metal items that can also be used as weapons. When are they considered finished? Once an item is finished, it's susceptible to receive tumah. When is the process considered finished when they can receive tumah? Mishat gemar melachtan. When they're finished. The Gemara asks, "Umematay gemar melachtan?" When is considered that they're finished? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, "Mishitziyarfim bekevshan." Once you put them in the kiln and you burn them the final time, that's considered finished. Mishtakish Amar, "Mishiyetzatzehan b'mayim." Once you place it in cold water, it seems after you took it out of the kiln, he put it in cold water to make it strong. So that's what the Shakish said. So the Gemara says, "Amar le." The Shakish said, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Listaa bilistiyute yada." The thief knows his business, which means he was trying to say, "I concede to the opinion of the Shakish because he knows weapons better than I do. Because originally he was the head of the mob, so therefore he says he gave him like a zing that you know, but he really meant to say that he knows better than me on the subject, and therefore I concede." Amar le, so the Shakish tells him back, "Umay ahanatli, what did you benefit me? Hatam Rabbi Karuli, Hakar Rabbi Karuli. I was called a rabbi, or I was called a leader in my old life, and I'm called a leader now." Now, what does this mean? That what the Shakish was really saying? He was saying that he actually came back to Yehadut Lashem Shamayim. Says, because I didn't come back out of Kavod, because it was for Kavod. I was getting the same Kavod before. They were calling me the leader, and now they're calling me the leader. So he was actually trying to say that, you know, his coming back was indeed Lashem Shamayim, and therefore, why are you embarrassing my old ways? Why are you mentioning my old ways? I came back Lashem Shamayim. I mean, you see, I had no gain. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan didn't understand what he was saying. Rabbi Yochanan thought he was saying, "What did you benefit me? You did nothing for me." Even though Rabbi Yochanan brought him back to the religion, but he took it as if, "Yeah, what benefit did you give me, Rabbi?" So he got angry. So it says, "Amar le." What do you mean? I benefited you. Ahanai lach dachne binach da'at kantar shekhinah. I brought you back to the under the wings of the shekhinah. What do you mean I didn't benefit you? But that's not what he meant. He was saying, "I didn't get a benefit from you. I did it Lashem Shamayim. Why are you picking on me?" Anyway, Halash Datid Rabbi Hanan. Rabbi Hanan got upset from the fact that the Shtakish said those words to him. And as a result, Halash the Shtakish. Shtakish got sick as a result of it, from the fact that Rabbi Hanan was upset at it. Atay Ahte. So now Rabbi Hanan's sister, who's the Shakish's wife, came to Rabbi Hanan. Kab Bachya. She was crying. Amra le ase bishvil banai, don't kill him. Forgive him for the sake of my children. Amar la azba yetomech ani yahaye. I'll take care of the orphans. Ase bishvil almenuti, do it for the purpose. I don't want to become a widow. Amar la ve almenutayich alai tiftachu. You can trust me. I'll take care of you as well. Nach nafshid Rabbi Shimon ben Akish. Rabbi Shimon ben Akish died. Bahava kam istayir Rabbi Yochanan batre tuva. And after the fact, Rabbi Yochanan had great sa'ad from this tragedy. So it says that she says mitcharet al shemito. He felt bad that he killed him. Shelo haya motze talmid vatik kimoto, because there was no student that was so diligent and smart like the Shakish. Amru Rabbanan man lizil litve lidate. Who are we going to send to appease the mind of Rabbi Yochanan? Lizil Rabbi Azar ben Pedat. We'll send Rabbi Azar ben Pedat. The mechadidin shemati is very sharp. Azal yativ kame. He sat in front of Rabbi Yochanan as hamruta. Kol milta. Dava amar Rabbi Yochanan. Anything that Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Netanya de Misayalach. I have a braita to support you. Amar at kevar lekisha. At kevar lekisha. What do you think? You like Lish Lakish? Bar lekisha ki ava amina milta when I used to say something a word. Hava makshili asim va'arba kushiyatai would ask me 24 questions. Umefarkina le asim va'arba perukana had to answer him 24 answers. Umemela nabhashmata. And as a result, the Torah flourished, which means there was a lot of back and forth. Ve'at amar tanya de misaya lach. And you're giving me proof to what I said? You don't think I know what I said is right? I don't need you to come and tell me that I'm right. I need you to challenge me. He was going, Hanan was very depressed. And he was ripped, tearing his clothes in a sign of avilut. Ve'amar, hecha at bar lakisha, hecha at bar lakisha. Where are you, Rish Lakish? Where are you, the son of Lakish? Ve'avak safah, he was crying and screaming, ad deshaf da'atim, until he went out of his mind and he lost it. And she says, ba'u rabbanan lachame aleh, ve'nachnaf she, the rabbis had to pray for him and to take him out of his misery, and he died. Just one point over here that we usually say over on this piece of the Gemara, you have to know that the Gemara Berachot said that Rabbi Yochanan had 10 children, and he buried all 10 children. And he used to walk around with a bone or a fragment of the 10th child, and he used to console people when he would go to Beit Avil and say, "Den garma de asira abi." This is the fragment of the 10th son. What an amazing thing is, that did not drive Rabbi Yochanan out of his mind. Wow. What drove Rabbi Yochanan out of his mind was when he did not find the Havruta that was compatible, and he was not able to study Torah. So you see the commitment and the loyalty that the Achamim had for Torah, that without it they were not able to live a sane existence. Va'afilu ha'achi. Now we go back. If you remember, we learned on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. You remember the king put him in charge of catching thieves. And he was concerned that maybe he caught a thief or two that weren't worthy of the punishment. And if you remember the story, that one of them actually, somebody called him a name, and the koves, the launderer, he told him, you know, vinegar, the son of wine. And he put him in, incarcerated him, and they hung him. And he felt bad, and they found out the guy was a Rasha. He was Bo'el Na'aram Orasa with his father on Yom Kippur. Anyway, maybe he put his hands on his intestines, and he said, you know, me'ai, even when you're in doubt, you're right, or the Musa when you're right. And he said, you're not going to decay. And he went through this whole thing, but still it gnawed at him that maybe he made a mistake, and therefore he could not live with himself. So the Gemara says, Ba'afilu achi. Remember, they took his fat out, and the fat didn't decay. Ba'afilu achi, lo samach Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon adateh. He was not pacified. Kabil ale yisure. He accepted upon himself a life of affliction. Be'urta, in the evening, havu meichele, they would, I guess, fold for him, under him, shitin namte, 60
layers of felt.
Wow. Okay, under his body. He was stricken with all boils. So they would put the felt to collect the oozing and all the, the blood. Letzafra, in the morning, nagde metute shitin meshechle dama vechiba. And in the morning, they would take under it from him 60 basins filled with blood and pus. That's how much suffering he was in. Now, as she says, "Umoshkim b'tam shishim alebon melodam kevdam nakush shelbin shezavu men mishchin shebala," from the boys that want. Fine. The mahar, the next day, Avdali debitu, the wife of Rabbi. The wife of Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon made for him like a remedy. What was the remedy? Shitin mine lafda, 60 different recipes of figs. Foods made from figs. V'achil, when he ate it, ubari, when he got better. V'lo habat shavakat le debitu, his wife did not let him
למפק לבין מדרשה, to go to the yeshiva, learn at home. כי איך ידלו לדחקוהו רבנן.
So the rabbis will not push him, meaning some of those rabbis were related to some of these victims that Rabbi Elazar incarcerated. So he thought, she thought that maybe the rabbi is going to be angry at him and they're going to, you know, curse him or whatever they're going to do in the Beit Midrash. So she kept him away from the Beit Midrash to protect him so the relatives of these thieves will not bother him.
Anyway, Be'urta, in the evening, Amar Lehu, he told the Yisurin.
Rabbi Elazar was talking to the boils. He was talking to the afflictions. And he said,
Ahai v're'ai bo'u, my brothers and my friends, come upon me. Meaning he was asking for the Yisurin. He was calling the Yisurin, my friends and my brothers, come upon me.
B'tzafra amar lehu, and then in the morning he would tell the Yisurin,
Zilu mepeneh bitul Torah.
Please, you got to leave me in the day so I can study Torah. It's bitul Torah.
At night he would welcome them, and in the day he would... in the day he would send them away. Yomahad Shabad Bitu.
One day, Rabbi Elazar's wife heard that he's asking for Yisurin. Bo'ehai, bo'ehai.
Amra, she said, Le, Ad kamaitit lehu elavach.
You're bringing the Yisurin upon you, and then the next day she has to feed him all these figs and all this stuff over there.
Kalita mamon shel bet abba.
You have depleted all the money from my father. I guess she wanted money to the marriage. Then she's spending all the money on healing him. And the little does she know, he's asking for it. So therefore she said, you took away, you depleted all the money.
Imreda, she rebelled against him. She rebelled against the husband. Azla lebe nasha, she went back to her father's house. Siliku ve'atu hanak shnal.
So now, he doesn't have any remedies. He has the Yisurin, but he doesn't have his wife supporting him, making these fig recipes.
So the Gemara says, a miracle happened. Seliku ve'atu anak shitin saponae.
60 sailors showed up to his house.
Because what happened? Ailu le shitin avde. And they brought him as a gift 60 workers. Kinakite shitin arneke, that had 60 wallets of money. Ve'avdule shitin mine lafda ve'achir lehu.
Meaning, it seems their boat was drowning. And they prayed when they were on the high seas, please, in the zechut of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Yagen Ba'adin, who should protect us. And they got saved. So as a hakarat tov, as gratitude, they went to the house of Rabbi Elazar. They said, here's 60 slaves, and here's the wallets of money, and they'll make for you all the items of the figs that you need.
So they were healing him. Yomahad, one day, Amrala Libarta,
his wife, that was living by the father already, told the daughter,
Zili Baki Ba'abuch, go check how your father's doing. My ka'avida idana, what is he doing now? Atiha, she came back and said, Amala Zili. So he tells the daughter, go back and tell your mother, Amre le'imech shelanu gadol mishelahim.
We have more money than even you have. Don't worry, I'm fine. Which means, our money is even more than you gave me.
Kari anafshe, he called on himself, Hayeta ka'oniya soher memirhak tabi lahma.
He says, it's called on me that my money comes from far off places. Instead of coming from his wife, it came from the far places, from the boats, from the sailors.
Achal v'shate, he ate, he drank, ubare, and he became healed. Nafak lebe'e midrasha. Now he went to the Beit Midrash finally. Aitele kameh, they brought in front of him, shitin mine dama.
They brought him the cloths of 60 ladies that had seen blood, and he needed to make a ruling if it's tahor or damnida.
Taharinu, and he said all 60 are tahor. It's not damnida. Hava kameranene rabbanan.
So the rabbi started to murmur against him.
The amre salkad atach let behu had sefek.
What, you don't think there's one sefek out of the 61 you don't have a question on?
Amar lehu, he said, im kemotihu yiyu kulam zecharim.
He said, if I'm right, I told you all these are teorim, they're going to go home to their husbands tonight, 9 months they'll all have baby boys. If you're right,
one of them
will have a nekeva. meaning the one that really was nida, will have a nekeva, because nekeva has nida. Uh-huh. Right? That's a lady, girls have nida. So therefore he said, if I'm right, all 60 will have boys. If you're right, 59 boys, one girl. What happened? Hayu kuram zecharim. Sure enough, all of them had baby boys. The asiku lehu, Rabbi El Azar al Sheme, and they all called the boys El Azar after Rabbi El Azar. Tanya, Amar Rabbi, Kama Pirya v'Ribya Bitlar Rasha Zumi Israel. How much Pirya v'Ribya, having children, did this king, that was a wicked king, did he cause and abstain from Klal Yisrael? Because when he subjugated Rabbi Elazar into the service of the king, he wasn't able to look at the cloths. And nobody was Baki like him. You see, he came back to the yeshiva one day, 60 already were able to be Taor. So what a Rasha he was, besides subjecting him to the service of the king, he stopped many ladies from Piriyav Rabiyah. Some want to say that the Rasha was his wife. But they don't like us. You see that really she was a good lady in the end. So this Rasha they're referring to is the king. Okay, Rashi says, look at Rashi for a second. Rasha zu, malchuta Rasha, the wicked kingdom, sheminatu tofes ganavim. They appointed him to be the catcher of the thieves. Velo ba'alibetim drash tamid, la'ot lo anashim edamay, was able to see the blood of the ladies. Shla harina al ishto. On his wife, because she stopped him from going to the Beit Midrash for many years. But like I said, they don't like that pshat because they don't think she was a rasha. Anyway, oh, so when Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon was about to die, Amar la lidibitu, he told his wife, Yadana bidrabbanan diritihi alai. I know the rabbis, a lot of them are angry at me. And I know they're not going to deal with me correctly and bury me correctly. Therefore, I'm asking you, ognin be'alitai, bury me or put me in the attic after I die. Don't be afraid. Okay? Anyway, Amar of Shmuel ben Nachmani, ishtaya li imed Rabbi Yonatan. The mother of Rabbi Yonatan said, she said, "The ishtaya la de bitu de Rabbi Elazar." When she spoke to the wife, to the widow of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, lo pachot metnesare v'lot fem me'asin v'tren shenin, not less than 18 and not more than 22 years, ugnite be'alita. He was hidden in the attic. Ki hava salikna, she says, when she used to go upstairs, Salikna me'inina le bimazia, she would fix his hair. She loved her husband, and I guess it was zechut that since she took care of her husband when he was alive, so Borei Olam gave her a midah kenegdo that she could still see her husband and he didn't decay even after that. So she would go up and fix his hair. Ki avam mishtamta benita mine, when sometimes let's say a hair would fall from him, hava ated dama, he would still bleed. Meaning his body was still fresh. It did not congeal. This is after 18 years maybe. Had Hazai Rihasha, one time she saw Rihasha like a worm, Dekanafik Meudne, that was crawling out of his ear. Halash Datai, she got weak because she thought that he's starting to decay. It Hazel Le Behalma, so he came to her in a dream. Amar li lo midi ava, it's nothing, don't worry about it. Why is this happening that a bug is in my ear, a worm is in my ear? Yoma had, because one day shame bizilluta de surba mirabanan velo mahai kidbaili. One time I heard a Tamid Chacham being embarrassed and I didn't rebuke the guy. Therefore the ear that heard the embarrassment of a Tamid Chacham, so the worm that has to go in it to make a tikkun. So don't worry about that. Kiavu atu betre ledina, when two people would come for a judgment, what would they do? Havu kaime ababa, they would stand in front of the house of Rabbi Elazar. He was in the attic already, he's dead. Amar mor milte umor milte, the first guy would say his claim and the second guy would say his claim. Nafi kalam alita, and then a voice would come out of the attic. Ve'amar ish peloni ata hayav
Ish Benoni Ata Zakai.
He would give the rulings that even though we have a general principle, Lo B'Shamayim, he wasn't telling them a ruling of a halakha. I was saying like a peshara, like a settlement that you should pay and you're innocent.
Amazing story. Even as he was dead, Yomahad one day Hava Kam Min Sad Dibitu Badish Shivivita.
One day, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar's widow, got into a fight with the neighbor.
Amra la. So the neighbor tells Rabbi Elazar's wife, Tehe kebala shelo nitan likbura.
You'll be like your husband that they shouldn't bury you. So now already she spread it. The word
got out. Amre Rabbanan kulehai vaday lav ora chara. Already, it's not derech eretz. Already, to have such a people knowing about it, it's not his kavod.
That's not respectful for the people already talking that they know about it already.
So it says, "Ika de amre Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai et chazaylu behalma."
Some say actually Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai came to the rabbis in a dream.
Amad lehu, and he told them, Pereda achat yeshni benechem.
I have a pereda. How do you say pereda?
A fledgling,
a young one that's amongst you. V'hiatem rotsim laviatzli. You don't want to bring him to me. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai already gave him the signal. It's time to bury his son.
Azul rabbanan laasukebe.
So the rabbis went to bury to deal with it with the burial.
Lo shavku bene achbaria.
The place where he was called achbaria. So the city people did not, they said, no, we don't want you to take him out of the city. It seems the cemetery was somewhere else.
Dechol shene, da'aban na'im Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon ba'alite.
All those years that Rabbi Elazar was sleeping in the attic,
lo salik haya ra'a lematayu.
There was no wild animals that came into the city. So they knew he was bringing berachat to them. So they did not want them to leave, no, take him out of the city.
Yomah had one day, Ma'ale Yomad Kippure Hava.
It was Erev Yom Kippurim.
Havu Teridi.
The people of Achbariah were busy. So the rabbis caught them off guard, and they went and they took the body.
Shadru Rabbanan Libne Bireh.
They got the people from a place called Bireh. That was close.
The Askua Le'arse. They put them in a bed.
The Amtuyel Me'arta De Abu. And they brought him to the cave where Rabbi Shimon was buried.
Ashkehuha le'achna,
but where the cave was, there was a snake.
The hadra la le'me'arta,
that was coiled up, blocking the entrance of the cave.
Amru la, so the rabbis told the snake, achna achna, petche picha,
open your mouth, which means move your head away from your tail.
The kanes ben etzel aviv,
so the son can enter the cave of the father.
Patach lehu, shalach, so opened up. Shalach Rabbi ledaber beishto.
So Rabbi now sent a message that he wanted to marry the wife of Rabbi Elazar, the widow.
Shalhale, so she sent back. Keli shenishtamesh bo kodesh,
the vessel, she's talking about herself, that served the Holy One.
Yishtamesh bo chol. Now she's going to serve the mundane. Taman Amrin, over there they say, Be'atar demare beta tala zayna kulba ra'ya kulte
tala. There's a saying, in the place
demare beta that the Bala Bayit hangs his weapons, kulba ra'ya,
the coarse shepherd, is he going to hang his knapsack on the same spot? Which means, there's a difference between my husband and you, even though this is a bee. And therefore she says, you're not going to put with it. I put his weapons, with his power. The coarse shepherd is not going to hang up his wares.
Shalach la, so he sends back to her. Listen, nihi de betorah gadol memeni.
Granted, maybe in Torah, he was bigger than me.
Avad b'ma'asim tovim mi gadol memeni, but at least in deeds was he greater than me. Shalcha leh, so she sends back, b'torah mi gadol memcha lo yadana.
Truth is, I didn't know that he was greater than you. I only know that from you, that you're saying he was greater than you.
But I can tell you, b'ma'asim yadana,
I know he was great in deeds. Why?
Because I know he accepted upon himself yisurim and suffering, and that's a great ma'asim that he was able to endure the yisurim. Catch Rashi, Taman Amri, that mashal over there of the weapons and the shepherd that comes from Eretz Israel. They say that mashal. That's right. Okay. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.